watching The Last Dance, episodes 7 and 8 are Sunday at 8 p.m. on ESPN. Bob Verdi wrote a great, great piece about the friendship between Michael Jordan and Chris Chelios, and I posted that on my Facebook page. You can go to Pete McMurray Show on Facebook and read all about it. It's such a great read. Joining us is Hall of Famer number 7. It's Chris Chelios. Chelly, how are you?
Good, how are you?
My visual of you is you've already run on the beach. You've probably done 142 crunches, 110 burpees, and now you're talking with me. Is that right?
Yep. I drank 2 pots of coffee, and as soon as it kicks in, I start moving, just like everybody else.
I'm assuming you're watching The Last Dance.
Yeah. It's been amazing. I mean, obviously, with what's going on and his timing, you know, airing the show. I mean, for around here, it's the talk of the town, and it's bring back a lot of great memories, seeing a lot of, you know, faces I haven't seen for 25 years, you know, starting with, you know, MJ Security to right. George Kohler with the Afro, and yeah, it's been great.
We all knew George back in the day. This is Michael's right-hand man who had that big Afro in the 90s and the early 2000s.
Yeah.
It's such a great piece on Blackhawks.com about you and Michael Jordan, but I love the pictures. There's a picture of you with your daughter, and Michael is shooting around before a game. He seemed very relaxed.
Yeah, I guess I mentioned it last week. He is one guy that had the ability, you know, to joke around and, you know, say, talk to people in the crowd. And then as soon as that, you know, whistle blew and the game was on, he turned into that, you know, fierce competitor that everybody, you know, knows. And, but yeah, I mean, not too many guys get away with that. And he did, like, for his stature and, you know, how valuable he was. He had it all. Like, he had the ability to do that.
Right. Let me bring in Dave Vennett, Chris Chelios on the phone. Dave?
Hey, Chelly, one of the stories that's in the article that Pete mentioned was...
Did we lose Dave? I think we lost Dave. Chelly, are you still with us?
Yeah.
We lost Dave. He was winding up that question. When you flash back to 92, when they show the flashbacks, does it bring back fond memories, or are you angry that you didn't win the Stanley Cup Finals?
Yeah, it's funny. I just said that the other day. Just watching it makes me so – it's frustrating, you know, that we didn't finish like they did. And, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it's tough winning the Cup. And but, yeah, watching the show, and I fed off the Bulls and Michael, and, you know, it just made you want to go out there and it motivated you. And it just – it was contagious, his, you know, what the Bulls did. But to answer your question, yeah, it does bring up some pretty bad memories of that finals with Pittsburgh, for sure.
Now, being friends with you, and I talked to JR yesterday, and of course, he's still bitter about that. But he brought something up. He said during the finals, you two used to go in this, it was like a hallway or something where the players, and you and JR used to stand there and watch all the playoff games.
Yeah, we basically would grab 2 chairs from the downstairs where they had... you know, just had extra chairs. They had that big table full of beers that the girls would come down and grab them and bring them back up on the floor. So, you know, once the game started, we'd just grab 2 folding chairs and put them next to the last 2 chairs on the floor and sit there. And, you know, we got away with it. Me, J.R. Nunes, Gary Suter, and it was amazing. You know, we got caught once, I think, one of the Bulls. You know, employees or staff told us we couldn't do it, but then Mr. Wirtz, Bill Wirtz, said yes, they can. So that was the end of that.
Right.
So, yeah, it was great.
You're celebrities here in Chicago in 92. You took the Hawks to the Stanley Cup Final, and they're going to kick you out of a Bulls game?
Yeah, there's one guy. I can't remember his name. He just was a pain in the ass. So, but it all worked out great.
Everybody wants to be in charge. We're talking with Chris Chelios. Sunday, we're going to see the episode where Michael retires and he leaves basketball to play baseball. Now, you were around Michael when he was playing baseball.
Yeah, that was a hell of a time. Like I went and spent a week in Birmingham, and then I spent a week out in Phoenix with him. And like I said, Terry Francona was actually the manager in Phoenix. Great guy. So we had, you know, uniforms. I think D.B. Sweeney made it out there because he was a baseball player in college. And it was great. You know, I trained with Michael. You know, after the games, he'd always hit the gym for a little while, and it was just great being around, you know, that type of atmosphere. I always loved baseball more than any sport. So
really,
it was unreal. Yeah, he had, you know, he'd rented a house and he'd have friends come in, you know, and visit them, and they played golf, and it was just a great, you know, laid back atmosphere.
That was the weirdest thing in Chicago, where the greatest basketball player on the planet leaves basketball to go play baseball. And you're hanging out with him. What was he like as a baseball player? Was he good or just mediocre or not very good?
He took it real serious, and he worked as hard as anybody that you'll ever see. But I mean, he hit one homer, I think, and you know, I don't think the season had started quite yet. I think it was training camp when I went and seen him. So I actually never got to see him play in a real game.
I saw him play that Crosstown Classic when they were exhibition games, when the White Sox played the Cubs at Wrigley Field. He played that game. We got Dave Ennett now on the line. Dave,
yeah.
What's your question for Chelly?
Well, I don't know if you guys got into it when I got knocked off the air there, but I was going to ask you, Chelly, about the 1992 game where you came back to the United Center and or came back to Chicago for the first time with Detroit, and the role that Michael played played that night. Can you explain a little bit about what went on?
Well, in 99, he came back just to pay respect. That's what he said in the papers when they interviewed him. And he, you know, we always, you know, hung out a lot, but he didn't come to too many games, hockey games. And he just decided to take his sons and come to the game. And, you know, he came in. The first thing he did was come down dressing room looking for me and said hi to the whole team, said hi to Scotty Bowman, you know, wished everybody luck. And, you know, everybody, obviously, their jaws dropped, couldn't believe that, you know, MJ had come into our room. It probably got us fired up because we ended up winning the game pretty big. But halfway through the first, you know, the fans were booing me so much that Scotty Bowman, you know, came down to the bench and said, look, just go. You're getting the fans too involved. You just go up in the suite with Michael and enjoy the game and have a few beers with them. So that's what I did.
How cool was that?
Boy, times have changed. Yeah. Did you go out afterwards in Chicago, or did you head back to Detroit?
No, we headed right back. To be honest with you, Scotty, we drove by Matt. You know, we drove down Madison, and he actually took the whole team to my bar and said we can have one drink because my parents were there. And you know, it was amazing. You know, Michael could usually drive in the back. You know, there's a garage door, so it was easy for him to get in and hang there. And there's some private areas. So, yeah, it was a hell of a night. You know, even the fans in Chicago couldn't believe it. You know, we were coming off the bus and going into the chili bar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Chelly's Chili right there on Madison. Those are some great memories right there. And I have to ask you about the Blackhawks before you go. John McDonough, were you stunned that he got let go?
Yes. I obviously never had heard anything prior to that. And, you know, very surprised. I don't know why. But I guess me and John go back 25 years back to his Cubs days. He's, you know, what he did with the Blackhawks and Rocky, you know, he'll never be forgotten. He's a class act. And I, like I said, I don't even know where to begin, but, you know, things happen. And, you know, the Hawks hadn't made the playoffs, you know, for the last 2 years. And sometimes it's just, you know, change. That's nothing against anybody. It's just you need a change and a new look. So you'd have to ask someone that, you know, was involved. I'm kind of sad about it, but, you know, like John seems to be in good spirits, and I'm sure if he wants to, you know, get a job, he'll have no problem.
Yeah, we always forget that sports is a business. They need to make money first, and you got to put people in the stands. And if you're not winning, that's what happens. It really is. Dave, anything else for Chris Chelios?
Just one more thing. Fishing with Michael Jordan. That was something that I couldn't quite grasp, that fishing would be something that would be a pursuit for him. Is that something you guys did much of?
No, it's actually a new love of Michael's over the last 3 years, 4 years. He went from, you know, not liking the ocean. I think if you ask him, he had an incident as a child with one of his friends, and he never liked the water, but all of a sudden he's into boats, he's into fishing, you know, we were in the same contest down this winter in West Palm, over in Miami. There we were entered a fishing tournament and actually fished against each other, but we didn't catch too many fish. But but yeah, I can't wait to go down there and visit him and George and get on that boat. I've always loved the ocean. I've always loved fishing, and you know, pretty much had boats since I've been 19, 20.
Chelly, how competitive is MJ? Do you bet on fishing? I know you probably bet on golf, but you're not betting with him during golf.
You know what? The way I was raised in that South Side and stuff, I'm not much of a gambler. And Michael said it 100 times. You know, if I ask him how much we're going to play for, he'll tell you whatever makes you nervous. And I'm like, well, you know, but he doesn't, you know, with me, he's always been friendly that way, whether it was golf or anything. You know, we'd bet, you know, just stupid things. But yeah, he'll like you said on the show, you watch The Last Dance, he just likes gambling. And, you know, it gives him that, probably that adrenaline rush that he misses when he played, too.
Right. Who doesn't like gambling? And before we go, I want to mention this. You did Cubs Fantasy Camp with Eddie Vedder. How much fun? Yeah. How much fun was that camp?
It's the greatest. I mean, he treated me on my 50th birthday 8 years ago. That was my birthday gift from him. And like I said, I've always loved baseball, and I played baseball growing up. So to get out there and be with Glenn Becker and, you know, and Rod Sano and who else, my favorites, I'm trying to think of Joe Pepitone, who at my dad's bar back in the day. He wasn't a Cub for long, but, you know, it was great. You know, Randy Huntley, he was in charge. It was his camp. And, you know, again, I went this last year. It might be the last year they're doing it, but
yeah.
It was awesome. Like, it gets a little competitive, and, you know, it's fun.
And you guys just did it. Who's a better baseball player, Eddie Vedder or Michael Jordan?
Well, I'm gonna have to say Michael. But the one thing about Eddie, like he's coming up with his tour, and then we're telling him you got to take it easy. But that competitiveness in him also, when all of a sudden there's a fly ball, he's running and diving. I'm going, don't do that. You're gonna blow your shoulder out or something.
Don't
but he just doesn't think like that. He's, you know, when the game starts, he's as competitive as they come, too.
Well, that's great. Chris Chelios. Chelly, great to hear your voice, man. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, all the best to everybody in Chicago, to you guys, and hopefully we'll get this, you know, this thing going here, and then we get back open. City, we
right.
need to...
We can see each other,
you know,
in
we
person.
Need to get going.
Instead of the Zoom happy hours.
Chicago Cut. We
yes.
got to get out on Chicago Cut's deck there.
Oh, yeah, hanging out on the patio. You're the best, man. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. You too. Take care.
That is Chris Chelios. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, sorry. I had to duck out there for a second.
It's okay. It's all right, man. All right, 11:31. Coming up, we're going to give you a chance to thank your mother in public for Mother's Day weekend.